Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
So many of you have gotten in touch and are really, honestly worried about the level of homework your children are getting. And like Fiona, who we just heard from, just really concerned that their children are, you know, picking hours of homework over physical activity and downtime. Well, Gavin Meenan is a physical and mental health transformation coach, actually. What a title. And joins me now on the line. Gavin, great to have you back on the show. How are you?
Delighted to be here, Jennifer. Thank you. I'm good. And
good,
yourself?
Good, good, good. Now, we just heard from Fiona there about, you know, her teenage kid especially. But I suppose this is across the board with all kids, especially in the winter months. And homework just taking up so much time. Would it worry you listening to that, hearing that kids are spending all their extra time in their room rather than out and about getting any kind of physical activity?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I believe that life is all about balance, or trying to achieve that balance.
And absolutely.
Yes, you've got kids in school, you know, 6 hours a day, and then coming home, 3 hours of homework, potentially 3 hours of homework. That's 9 hours of their whole day. And yeah, it doesn't leave a lot of room then for the physical play, you know, getting out in fresh air, you know, absorbing some of the vitamin D from sunlight, which is a proven
rare
mood booster. And even that connection with the friends, you know, be able to run around and worry less, I guess, with the homework and like all they're going through. There's a lot of stress placed upon them. And at that young age, it's very difficult to manage that stress. You know, they haven't got developed the capability, I guess. And throughout that process too, they're perhaps becoming conditioned in believing that, you know, it's got to be about work. Like, work is the main emphasis, you know, putting in a serious effort in school and getting the grades. Like, that's the most important thing in life. Whereas it's not. I mean, it's when you're focused so much on that, you lose focus on the really important things in life, such as your friends, such as your family, such as sport, physical activity, all those things. So yeah, certainly there's a lack of balance there, where it's too much homework, too much work, and not enough of the physical play, connections and all the rest of it.
Can I ask you, in your line of work, because, you know, you're a coach and you deal with a lot of people come to you to help later in life. Are you seeing a bit of the aftermath of that kind of stuff, of people not focusing on their mental health or physical well-being and the aftermath of that? And what is it?
Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of men who are, yeah, completely focused on the work, on the salary, and working crazy hours. And I fell into that pitfall myself, where it was all work, and I lost connections, I lost friends throughout the way when I was building this business. And you become so engrossed in it. And obviously, there is the pressures of bills to be paid, and the pressures of perhaps moving up the ladder. And, you know, a lot of people believe that success is at the top of the ladder, and a lot of people are at the top of the ladder and they still feel empty. They're still lacking those connections, because they've lost themselves along the way. They've lost friendships. They've, you know, relationships may have broken up. So yeah, like at the top, it's not really all it's cut out to be. And they paid a heavy cost in terms of getting there, in terms of
absolutely,
it was all work and lost connections. And yeah, they're not, it's not a happy place to be. So as I said, it's kind of striking that balance in terms of, yes, do your work, but you've got to make room for your hobbies. You've got to make room for physical activity, for training, for your friendships, for your relationships, because that's where we're really happy. I mean, those connections with our friends, and we've seen that over the last few months with this COVID and isolation, where, you know, we've lost connections. We haven't been around our friends as much. We haven't been interacting as much, and a lot of us are struggling because of that. And I think when you're lacking it, then you'll go and seek it maybe online. It's so easy now to pick up the phone and then chat to your friend on WhatsApp or Instagram, or if try and establish some connections there, but it doesn't beat the real thing, like that real life interaction. So there's certainly something in there.
And what I'm hearing from a lot of parents is physically, there's just not, it's just like Fiona was saying, there's just not enough hours in the day. Can I ask you, Gavin, because, you know, you deal with this all the time, but what is your advice for parents like Fiona who, you know, who know how important school is But homework is just taking up so much time. Is 10 or 15 minutes outside a day, is that enough for balance in one's life?
It really depends. I mean, what do you do in those 10 or 15 minutes a day? I mean, for me, if I feel it should be broken up into a block of work and then along with maybe a block of play or fresh air or getting outside or doing something that you enjoy. So, for example, like you do an hour of work and then you've got 10 or 15 minutes where you switch off and you do something else, you come back to the work. And that's kind of how I do it.
Good
and
advice.
That's the routine I've come up with. Because at the end of the day, your brain cannot fully focus for 3 hours. I mean, at most, you may be able to completely focus for 30 minutes and your brain needs to move away from that and switch off and go somewhere else and then come back. So it's almost counterproductive in terms of trying to do so much work in 3 hours, where if you actually broke that down into 30-minute blocks with 15-minute breaks, you'll get a lot more done and potentially a lot less time. And again, it's establishing that balance where you do a bit of work, you do a bit of play, you do a bit of something that you enjoy, you come back to it. And yeah, that's certainly something that's lacking. And
that's great advice. I hope Fiona's still listening, because I know she feels, you know, her kid doesn't want to leave because they don't want to fall behind, and it's so important. Yeah. But maybe breaking it up and doing it that way and getting them out. Because to be honest with you, when it comes to my turn of, you know, helping my kid with homework, I'm going to be useless. But I'll be very good at helping them take breaks and taking their mind away from it. And that is also, it's just as important as you're saying there. It'll help them work better.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I mean, it's reducing the stress. And with that stress, there comes anxiety. And they become conditioned into feeling this way, that this is how life is supposed to be, that you're supposed to be stressed all the time. You're supposed to be anxious all the time. You're supposed to be always driving forward and putting in the effort and not making time for the player or the friends or nothing else, because this becomes the most important thing. And it's like, well, hang on a second. Like, as I said, there are more important things in life that you're not paying attention to. And if you don't pay attention to it, you will lack those connections or those relationships and something really meaningful in your life in the long term. So yeah, like for my own kids, I don't play a lot of emphasis. Ariana, she's 10, she's in national school. She doesn't have a lot of homework, but when she comes home from work or home from school, it's not immediately into homework. It's speaking about her day, asking about her friends, and she does her bit of work. It's not too bad at the moment. But then it's like, once that's done, okay, let's go outside, let's go to the playground, let's go for a walk. So we've established that balance where the work is done and then it's time to play. So at the moment, of course, that 3 hour homework block it's not something that I feel is sustainable. So, you know, it's about voicing the concerns to the teachers who actually did this homework in the first place and really trying to help them understand the mental well-being of the kids and the detrimental effects this could have on them in the long term. So,
And it's not about them falling behind or doing less work. It's about working smart and not hard. I just feel like these kids are just slogging away at it, and it's detrimental, you know, as the teacher said, you know, you could be correcting copybooks and, you know, they've just thrown it together or they're tired doing it and it's not their best work. So, it really needs to be looked at. How much physical activity should kids be getting? Teenagers, let's focus on them for a sec.
Well, I mean, kids, teenagers, they're absolutely bursting with energy.
Yeah.
That energy needs to be released somewhat, especially with young men when they're developing the testosterone. And with testosterone comes a lot of aggression, and that aggression needs to be channeled into something healthy, such as sport, such as working out or training. Because if it's not, they're locking that inside and it comes out in the worst way possible in terms of outbursts with the parents or teachers or friends or something else. So yeah, it's almost, they need a release for that energy, but I don't think there's really a line there where they can have enough. I mean, keep going until you're absolutely tired. But certainly a minimum of 30 minutes every couple of hours, I think is really important. I mean, it's like going back to the school day where they have their breaks, they have their lunch. If that system could be somewhat repeated at home, where they have a block of work and then a block of play or running around, then come back and finish the work. And, you know, as I said, it's going to be more productive in the long term instead of just sitting there and slogging it out for 3 hours where it's actually counterproductive to what they're trying to achieve in terms of moving ahead and putting in the best effort, because they get tired, they get wrecked, they become fatigued, they get fed up halfway through at their homework and they're like, oh, just want to get this done. So, yeah, I mean, if they want to get ahead, as you mentioned, working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you gave a great tip there as well, which would be really beneficial, because a lot of parents are not, you know, they don't remember the algebra. They're not good at the homework and they dread it. But you can help by taking them away for 15 minutes, half an hour, and talking to them about absolute rubbish and taking their mind off and maybe taking them for a little walk and maybe instill that into your homework routine. Everybody would be a lot happier. Listen, Gavin, thank you so much for coming on and giving us some great tips. And for and if anybody wants to check you out or get in touch with you, you can find him on Instagram, Gavin Meenan. The swimming videos alone are worth a watch, I'm just going to say. Thanks, Gavin.
See you later.
See you soon. Bye-bye. There we go. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.